Orpheus sat gloomy in his garden shed, wondering what to do with a lump of wood and a piece of wire and a little pot of glue. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. He sawed the wood with half a heart and he glued it top to bottom. He strung a wire in between. He was feeling something rotten. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Orpheus looked at his instrument and he gave the wire a pluck. He heard a sound so beautiful. He guessed and he said, oh my God. Oh, mama. He rushed inside to tell his wife. He went racing down the halls. Eurydice was still asleep in bed, like a sack of cannonballs. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Look what I've made, cried Orpheus, and he plucked a gentle note. Eurydice's eyes popped from their sockets and her tongue burst through her throat. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Oh, God, what have I done, he said, as her blood pooled in the sheets. But in his heart he felt a bliss which nothing could compete. Oh, mama. Orpheus went leaping through the fields, strumming as hard as he did please. Birdies detonated in the sky, bunnies dashed their brains out on the trees. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Orpheus strummed till his fingers bled. He hit a G minor 7. He woke up God from a deep, deep sleep. God was a major player in heaven. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. God picked up a giant hammer and he threw it with a thunderous yell. It smashed down hard on Orpheus's head and it knocked him down a well. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Well, the well went down very deep. Very deep went down the well. Well, the well went down so very deep. Well, the well went down to hell. Oh, mama. Orpheus woke up with a start, all amongst the rotting dead. His lyre tucked safe under his arm, his brains all down his head. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Eurydice appeared brindled in blood. She said to Orpheus, if you play that fucking thing down here, I'll stick it up your orifice. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. This lyre lark is for the birds, said Orpheus. It's enough to send you bats. Let's stay down here, Eurydice, dear. We'll have a bunch of screaming brats. Oh, mama. Orpheus picked up his lyre for the last time. He was on a real low-down bummer. He stared deep into the abyss and said, this one is for mama. Oh.